On a summer night a year and a half ago, an underage man drove drunk and slammed head-on into another vehicle. Colin Buchanan is now 22. He took his drunk driving charge to trial, but he was forced to plead guilty in front of a jury last month after he was overheard boasting at a local pot shop that he was in fact wasted at the time of the accident. He was sentenced last week to over a year in jail, and this fact leaves the woman he hit, the driver of the other car, with powerfully mixed emotions. Lupe Toledo Roque told her children she'd be home in 10 minutes. She would drop her friend off in Lazy Glen and be right back. They now live in Glenwood, but at the time, Lupe and her family were living in El Jebel. She was working as a housekeeper at the St. Regis Hotel in Aspen. When they passed the stoplight near Willits on Highway 82 at about 10:30, she saw headlights coming right towards them. She didn't think she was seeing straight, and she even said so out loud. She honked. She tried to change lanes.
But there were cars coming in the right lane, and I couldn't get over.
She remembers the sound of the two cars colliding most. The front of the car basically crumpled back onto her. Her friend in the passenger seat was able to pull himself free, but it took firefighters 40 minutes to get Lupe out. The steering wheel was pushed up against her chest. Her sternum and five ribs were broken. The gas pedal and brake rammed up against her legs and feet and broke them in multiple places. A tendon in her knee snapped. She didn't feel the pain immediately. Only when she was in the ambulance did she realize just how much she was bleeding. Even then, all she wanted was a phone.
The first thing I remember I said to the people in the ambulance was that I needed a phone to call my children. They were waiting for me.
What followed was 1 month at a hospital in Denver, six surgeries, and about $350,000 in medical bills. Buchanan's insurance paid about $100,000 of that. Medicaid paid some. Area nonprofits and other groups helped with food, rent, and other necessities. Once she was back from Denver, she was confined to a small bedroom for several months, all the while taking care of a teenager and a toddler. Eventually, she could roll around in a wheelchair, then walk with the help of a walker. She started going to physical therapy, which was in part paid by a local nonprofit, but that money ran out, so she stopped going. She has to be careful when she turns, and she can't walk for long distances. Last week, when the district court judge sentenced a tearful Colin Buchanan to 400 days in jail, Lupe was immensely saddened.
Los jóvenes nunca piensan las cosas como deberían.
Young people, they never think about things like they should. I don't want to be hard with him. In fact, I didn't ask that he go to jail.
She has a son Buchanan's age. Her son, Willie, was ready to enroll at Colorado Mesa University. He would have been the first in his family to attend college, but he needed to set those plans aside and start working at City Market to compensate for his mother being out of work for over a year. He had to make up for the roughly $29,000 in lost income. Lupe understands Buchanan's sentence was in the hands of the judge, but she can't help but remember being in the hospital and when she was bedridden at home. She knows what it's like to lose freedom.
Porque para mí es algo el privarte de la libertad. Yo el tiempo que estuve.
It was as if I were in jail. I would look out the window and I wanted to leave, but couldn't. You have to depend on someone to go to the bathroom, to bathe, and I just imagined him having to tell someone, I have to go to the bathroom. This was on my mind so much.
At his sentencing, Buchanan promised to pay back the victims for the injuries he caused them. Lupe continues to work at the St. Regis Hotel, although she works for fewer hours because she finds the work painful. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.